My orders are to end your involvement in Imperial politics, she said. How I do that is at my own discretion.
Sorry, but I'm not leaving here until I get what I came for.
The scientist who developed the Moff's nano-killer?
Fett was normally cool, but Tahiri could feel the heat of his hatred boiling in the Force.
Just saw you and Freela, Tom. They're supposed to be here with a bunch of squibs.
I can let you have the two scientists,
Tahiri offered.
Unofficially, of course.
In return for?
I told you, staying out of Imperial politics,
Tahiri replied.
That means your deal with Dala is over.
I gotta hear.
Fett was finally beginning to sound interested.
That was our deal.
Good. Then you're free to make a deal with me.
To do that, I'd have to trust you. And given the company you keep, I don't.
Kydus was a long time ago,
Tahiri said. She knew the biggest obstacle to an arrangement with Fett was her former apprenticeship to Darth Kydus. Kydus was the one who had authorized the Moffs to dump the nano-killer targeting Fett into Mandalore's atmosphere, after torturing his daughter, Aelin Vell, to death in the opening weeks of the Second Civil War.
But if you can't put the past behind you, I'll be happy to end your embarrassment forever, just to make sure my reputation doesn't suffer.
I wasn't talking about Kydus,
Fett said, refusing to be intimidated.
I'm no Jedi either, Tahiri said. At the moment, I'm working for the Empire.
A snort sounded inside Fett's helmet.
Only until Dala takes over.
Is that any business of yours?
I guess not.
Fett paused.
What's in it for you?
We have a mutual enemy.
Here?
Tahiri nodded.
How much do you know about Abeloth?
Who?
Abeloth is more of a what?
Tahiri said, certain now that her earlier assumption about Fett working with Abeloth had been mistaken.
And if you want your scientists, you'll have to deal with her first. Let me cut you down, and I'll tell you what we're facing.
I haven't agreed yet.
You will.
Tahiri returned the detonator to her pack and the pack to her shoulders, and then started toward the ramp.
Trust me, you're going to want the help.
Taking care to stand well away from the tendrils, she used her lightsaber to cut Fett free and help him clean the moss from his armor.
He removed a hypo from one of the utility pouches on his belt and gave himself an injection to combat his pain and grogginess, and Tahiri began a quick rundown on Abeloth, explaining that she was an ancient Force entity who had escaped from the Maw. The Jedi were still learning about her, but so far they had established that she could move between bodies and change her appearance at will, and she was proving very difficult to kill.